D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
At 419 on the hard line, it is trifecta time. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Deej, where are we?
One spot open in room 403, currently occupied by Johnny Gaudreau and James Earl Jones.
That's a hot room so far. And the man who joined us permanently on this segment a couple of weeks ago to break whatever tie that we might have had threw us up against the wall and said, I will present this guy.
Yeah, and I'm here. Hello, fellas. It's good to see you boys.
Hi, Donnie.
Hello, Donovan.
I knew if this guy wasn't presented by me, he was not going to be up. And I will admit again that this is probably going to be a hard sell. But
he would have made, like, he would have been presented.
I don't know. I don't even know if he would have been presented.
Okay.
Honestly.
All right. Okay.
But I will do the presenting, and I will try my best to see if he can earn that last spot in that apartment. And he is Howard Stanley Beverly, better known as Frankie Beverly. And when you hear Frankie Beverly, that name, you think of Frankie Beverly and Maze, the group that he was with. He was born in Philadelphia, started in Maze around 1970. The group was originally called Raw Soul, but it really didn't have the Philadelphia sound. They moved to San Francisco, met Marvin Gaye. Actually, Marvin Gaye's sister heard them play and thought, man, those guys would be great opening up for Marvin Gaye. He did. He heard them. They opened up for Marvin Gaye. And between the years of 1977 and 1993, they put out 10 albums, 8 studio albums, 2 live albums. And while a lot of their music did not cross over as far as the pop charts go, there is no doubt that the community, the culture, was all about Frankie Beverly and Maze. I mean, all about it. He traveled to Dallas a ton doing shows. And his signature on stage, white pants, white shirt, white baseball hat, that everyone who went to that concert was dressed just like that.
Okay, so when I was a kid, it always threw me for a loop because I always thought it was Frankie, Beverly, and Maze. It was three people.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I know what you're saying, but it's not Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Yes.
Now, I will present a couple of songs, and I know you guys.
Now, this isn't like Maze like the corn.
Yeah. No, that would be weird.
It's not a corn-based band.
This is M-A-Z-E.
M-A-Z-E. Now, I'm going to present a couple of songs, but I'm going to present them a little bit differently so you guys won't go, oh, as soon as you hear them, because I know you guys.
Yeah.
And I know you guys don't really care for R&B and the type of music that you don't.
Sex music?
not really sex music, but it is.
Come over here, baby.
It is love music.
Okay.
All right. So a few years ago, Beyonce had the Homecoming album, and one of the bonus cuts in a Homecoming album, I think, is one that's played a lot from that album. And I don't know if you've heard this song or not, but this is played a ton from Beyonce, and it was out a couple years ago.
Was she in Maze?
No, she wasn't in Maze.
Okay.
But the reason I play you this, because it's a little more upbeat of the song, because it's going to get to the hook and the name of the song, Before I Let Go. That's the name of the song. Well, that's just a straight cover of Frankie Beverly and Maze. It's their song, Before I Let Go. I would probably assume that this is their biggest hit. But that's the great thing about this artist, is that you can argue with a lot of people, and a lot of people will tell you a whole lot of different songs that's their favorite Frankie Beverly and Maze song. This is a good one, but I think this is probably the most popular one. And it's the Beyonce's version is just a straight rip of Frankie Beverly Mays. And this is Frankie Beverly singing. Now, I'd like to present another one, which is my favorite Frankie Beverly Mays song, but I want to do it a little differently also, because I can't remember what year that we were going to training camp. And when we do the promos, I suggested this song as a promo instead of just California Love, because that's the one we play all the time.
Yeah.
And this is Colonel Loud, it's T.I., and this is California. You know, I gotta show the West love. I had to take a trip to Cali for the best bill. I've been chilling with the goons, yeah, the real thugs. Went to Sacramento, the met a real plug. I said, I'm looking for the gas with the feeling. Want strong, gotta go with the healing. I met a bad papa chilling out of Frisco. Like the Super Lama readers in the Cisco. I hop my ass on a one on one and hit the north. And when I hit the hill, stop, Norm. Okay, so that song is sampling my personal favorite Frankie Beverly and Mays song, We Are One.
And did you know about them when you were a little kid, or did this happen in the 80s when you found out?
No, my parents would play this at the, around the house.
Yeah.
And just real huge in the culture. And I have another piece of evidence that I want to give to you guys.
By the way, was he just strictly a front man, or did he play an instrument?
When I saw him, he didn't play an instrument. So I don't know if he did or not. I have no clue.
Did he ever show up without Mays? Just be Frankie Beverly?
No, actually, they had their issues as far as in the later years.
Yeah.
So Mays can travel, but I think they had to use a different name. And maybe I think he had another band that called them Mays. So they aren't originally together now. Well, they, of course not now.
Could I read a brief note from a P1 on this matter?
Sure.
Okay. Eric chimes in and says, Steve Jobs once said he could learn everything in life from a Bob Dylan song. I would say the same about Frankie Beverly. A great comp of the group Mays would be the Grateful Dead of the soul community. Every family reunion and cookout,
they were
on.
And I was going there.
They haven't made a new song in 50 years, but toured until he died. And then he points out Marvin Gaye sort of discovered them and on. But I thought that was worth mentioning.
They played pretty much every Essence Fest in New Orleans around July 4th. They were one of the headliners down there. And I would love to direct you, everyone, to my Twitter account, at Gray Donovan. And I would love for you guys to go right now, because I just reposted it. In New Orleans,
Unblock.
They paid tribute to Frankie Beverly in New Orleans. And I just want to see to see the spectacle that happened in New Orleans over this one dude when he passed away. It's
everybody's wearing white.
Remarkable.
That's incredible.
The culture that... In the black culture, Frankie Beverly is one of the tops.
Good Lord.
And there are some people, and I will be one of those that will admit, there were times where I thought, man, some of those songs sound alike. But that was just his groove. And everyone will tell you again differently what their favorite Frankie Beverly and Mays song is. And it's, you can ask 20 people and there's 20 different songs.
Did he ever wear anything but white?
On stage, that's all I knew. And everyone in the crowd wore white when they went to that concert.
Is that a glass casket with a cardboard cutout?
Yes, which is really weird. It's really weird when you see that. But that's the tribute that they paid to him in New Orleans when he passed away.
Incredible.
It's huge. Huge deal in the community. Again, didn't cross over a lot to the pop charts. I don't know if any of those songs even charted in the pop charts. And if they did, they were probably 80, 90. But the R&B charts and the culture and every cookout and every picnic. And if you say you didn't like Frankie and Beverly and Mays, you weren't invited to the cookout or the family reunion or all that. It's just, I remember when the Musers had their, during the pandemic, they had the music list that everyone did.
Yeah.
And when I did it, it was the most overrated group. And I just wanted to cause a wave. And I said Frankie Beverly and Mays. And I was shouted down so hard by everyone who heard it. Said, dude, what's wrong with you? And then I went, you know what? I just wanted to make a little bit of a wave when I said that. And then I did think there were times where his music kind of sounded alike.
Yeah.
some of the songs did, but that doesn't underestimate what he meant to the community and to the culture of the brothers and the sisters.
So from the R&B standpoint, like you mentioned, some of the stuff didn't cross over chart or whatever. Did he have a bunch of number one hits on the R&B chart? Or was this more like the guy said, it's the Grateful Dead, it's a little more underground?
I don't think it charted well, maybe even in R&B. But if you talk Joy and Pain, that was the Rob Bass, Bob.
Sunshine,
you know, that's
Sunshine and Rain.
That's Frankie Beverly and Maze, Joy and Pain.
Well, I want to hear that.
They had Back in Stride, Happy Feelings, Golden Time of Day. It's music where you're just chilling, having a couple of pops, and it's not something that you're going to sweat dancing to.
Yeah.
That is Joy and Pain. It's a little different than...
play the Rob
Bass
version.
And DJ Easy
that's
Rob.
That's what we want.
No, no, you don't want that. See,
sorry,
that's the whole point.
Oh, my bad.
That's the whole point.
Do you think James Earl Jones knows Frankie Beverly?
Absolutely.
100%.
That's not even a question about it. That dude was celebrated a lot while he was alive. And I saw him, the last time I saw him a few years ago, I can't remember how many years. And you could tell he was losing his voice a bit. And he really wasn't singing a lot. He would start the song and then kind of hold the mic to the crowd. But, you know, he's 77, 78 years old when he passed. So I saw him when he was in his early 70s.
Where'd they play last time through?
They played at the Grand Prairie. Whatever the whatever
Texas Trust
Senior
Theater now.
Yes.
Come on,
here we go.
Sunshine.
What else? I forgot that's how to present songs to you guys.
Right.
The sampled one first, and then you play Frankie Beverly and Maze. So you guys can identify that a lot of people sample Frankie Beverly and Maze. So there you go. Frankie Beverly.
Lando.
In.
Mm. Wow.
Yikes. I will place him into the trifecta, yes.
No.
Lando didn't mean it like that. I got your back, Lando.
I think.
What I do?
I think, Lando, I got your back.
Lando.
Oh boy.
I.
In.
Yeah. Please don't shut
up. Whoa, I mean, come
Who's
on.
Who's the person of color, Lando? Yes.
I wasn't even thinking that. My
Thank
fault.
You.
Ham said no.
Ham did say no. Dave.
I mean, based on the evidence that was just presented, I will say yes. I was not aware.
It's a side of life that we're not familiar with.
Yeah, it's a blind spot.
But that's what the segment's about.
I agree.
It's not my culture.
I totally
agree.
The
segment's about teaching us about people we weren't familiar with.
And all I have to do is see that video that you posted down
there
in New Orleans where there's hundreds of thousands of people dressed like him. With the music cranked up,
celebrating his life. Yep,
yes,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a yes for me, Donnie.
Yeah, no, I completely agree that you sold us.
But that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
So, I think he'll be happy with in there with James Earl Jones. The hockey guy might be confused.
God.
But other than
Poor
that,
Johnny
everything will be okay.
Was like really. These guys don't play hockey.
Darth Vader and this old funk guy?
Whoa, God.
No. You said that with your chest, bro. Oh, my God.
Now back to Rob Bass.
Oh, yes. Everything goes back to Rob Bass. All right, Donovan, thank you very much.
All right, boys.
Good stuff, Donnie.
That was good stuff.